Washington. The United States has urged all American citizens in Mali to leave the country immediately as Al-Qaeda-linked militants tighten a fuel blockade that has crippled the landlocked West African nation and heightened security risks in the capital, Bamako. In a statement, the U.S. Embassy in Bamako warned that the situation in Mali had become increasingly unpredictable due to continued disruptions of gasoline and diesel supplies, as well as the closure of public institutions and ongoing armed clashes near the capital. The crisis arose from a blockade announced in early September by Jamaa Nusrat al-Islam wal Muslimin, JNIM, a coalition of Islamist militants linked to Al-Qaeda. The group has attacked fuel convoys attempting to enter Mali or reach Bamako, effectively cutting off a vital supply line. With fuel stocks dwindling, the Malian government ordered a 2-week suspension of classes in schools and universities nationwide. The ongoing conflict between Malian government forces and terrorist elements around Bamako increases the unpredictability of the security situation, the embassy said. It advised Americans to depart using commercial flights while Bamako's airport remains open. Travel by land to neighboring countries was strongly discouraged due to the high risk of attacks on national highways. U.S. citizens who choose to remain in Mali were urged to prepare contingency plans, including the possibility of sheltering in place for extended periods. The embassy added that it could not provide assistance to Americans outside the capital because of the deteriorating security environment. Last Friday, the U.S. State Department authorized the departure of non-emergency embassy staff and family members from Mali, citing growing instability. The travel advisory for the country remains at level 4, do not travel, the highest warning level issued by the U.S. government.